Herzlich willkommen, wir sind bei Tag 8 des Trainings. Englisch in 10 Tagen signifikant verbessern. Ja, viel Spaß und ich sag mal, es geht los. Speed Learning, die Erfolgstechniken für dich und dein Leben. Ja, falls du neu bei diesem Podcast bist oder jetzt hier zufällig gerade reinschaltest, es wird jetzt gleich immer ein Intro geben, dann eine kleine Übung, die zunächst von mir demonstriert wird und anschließend hast du die Zeit, diese Übung selbst in deinem Tempo zu absolvieren und dann wird es ein Outro geben. Und nach jedem Outro würde ich an deiner Stelle so 20 Minuten stoppen, Pause machen, damit du die Möglichkeit hast, diese Dinge auch für dich zu verinnerlichen und die Übungen in deinem Kopf festigen zu lassen. Ansonsten hab einfach viel Spaß und höre dir die Dateien der Reihe nach an. Eigentlich alles selbsterklärend. Und wenn du mehr dazu möchtest, dann findest du natürlich auch nach jedem Teil im Outro immer so ein bisschen kleinen Werbeblock. Also, viel Spaß! Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieses Englisch Lernen Podcasts mit dem Avatar Training der Speed Learning Academy. Wir sind bei Video 71. Wenn du ein Abo an der Speed Learning Academy hast, dann hast du die entsprechenden Texte dazu, kannst dir den Text für Video 71 raussuchen. Ansonsten hör hier einfach zu, mach die Übungen mit. Heute geht es um Preisverhandlungen. Wir haben ja letztes Mal über Kleiderkauf gesprochen und jetzt geht es darum, was man sagen kann, wenn man mit dem Preis nicht ganz einverstanden ist. Also, hören wir einfach mal rein. Ich demonstriere die Technik zuerst wieder und danach hast du die Möglichkeit, ohne mein Dazwischengerede diese Übung nochmal selbst zu machen. Okay, also viel Spaß, wir starten jetzt.
Hello.
Hi.
I hope the exercises from the last video are working well.
Yeah, they do.
Today we will negotiate a bit more when we go shopping.
Perfect.
For this we will take the same dialogues as in the previous video.
I see.
But this time you say that the price is too expensive and you don't like the product.
Okay.
Here is an example. Brown shoes, size 43. The conversation begins as follows. Good afternoon, do you have brown shoes, size 45? I am the salesman and then answer. Yes, we have brown shoes in size 45. Then you ask. How much do the shoes cost? I answer, for example, with. The shoes cost 79 euros. Now it's your turn to reply. That's too expensive for me. Besides, I don't like the shoes. I will not buy these shoes. Did you understand everything?
Oh yes, I did.
Then let's get started.
That's perfect me.
Black shoes, size 41.
Good afternoon, do you have black shoes, size 41?
Yes, we have black shoes, size 41.
Perfect, how much do they cost?
The shoes cost 58 euros.
Oh, that's too expensive. Apart of that, from that I don't like them.
Red dress, size 38.
Do you have a red dress, size 38?
Yes, we have a red dress, size 38.
Perfect, and how much does it cost?
The dress costs 134 euros.
Gosh, is that expensive. No, thank you, I won't take it.
Green t-shirt, size L.
Do you have green t-shirts, size L?
Yes, we have a green t-shirt in size L.
And how much is the price for that beautiful t-shirt?
The t-shirt costs 39 euros.
Wow, the t-shirt is beautiful, but the price is ugly, sorry.
Grey blouse, size 40.
Do you have a grey blouse, size 40?
Yes, we have grey blouses in size 40.
And how much do they cost, honey?
The blouse costs 68 euros.
Ooh, that's really a lot of money. I don't like it.
Blue trousers, size 54.
Do you have blue trousers, size 54?
Yes, we have blue trousers in size 54.
Tell me the price. Shock me.
The trousers cost 159 euros.
Wow, you really shocked me. Thank you, I don't take them.
Leather gloves, size M.
Do you have leather gloves size M?
Yes, we have leather gloves in size M.
And how much is the price?
The gloves cost 38 euros.
Ooh, is that dinosaur leather? I don't take them.
Red brassiere, size 80C.
Do you have red brass, size 80C?
Yes, we have red brass in size 80C.
80C, okay, and how much do they cost?
The bra costs 89 euros.
Ooh, that's a lot of money for a pair of boobs.
A yellow jumper in size S.
Do you have a yellow jumper in size S?
Yes, we have yellow jumpers in size S.
How much do they cost?
The jumper costs 129 euros.
Wow, is this Hollister or anything?
A colorful scarf.
Do you have a colorful scarf maybe for a good price?
Yes, we have colorful scarves.
So tell me the price, please. Do I want to know?
The scarf costs 59 euros.
59 euros. I'm dying.
That worked out great again.
Thank you.
Now practice these dialogues in your everyday life and then you will soon be a very satisfied customer. See you in the next video.
Ja, ich weiß noch nicht genau, was ich jetzt im beginnenden Frühjahr mit einem bunten Schal soll oder ob mir tatsächlich Lederhandschuhe zusammen mit einem BH und einem Kleid wirklich gut stehen. Dennoch, ja, du weißt, worum es geht. Und du kannst natürlich die Antworten auch entsprechend abwechseln. Du kannst dich informieren, wie man das alternativ formulieren könnte. Und du kannst als Spion sozusagen in ein Kleidergeschäft gehen, Bekleidungsgeschäft, und einfach mal auf Englisch zuhören, wie es dort tatsächlich von den Kunden formuliert wird. Zufriedenheit und Kritik. Jetzt aber du. Bitteschön.
Hello. I hope the exercises from the last video are working well. Today we will negotiate a bit more when we go shopping. For this we will take the same dialogues as in the previous video. But this time you say that the price is too expensive and you don't like the product. Here is an example. Brown shoes, size 43. The conversation begins as follows. Good afternoon, do you have brown shoes, size 45? I am the salesman and then answer. Yes, we have brown shoes in size 45. Then you ask, how much do the shoes cost? I answer, for example, with, the shoes cost 79 euros. Now it's your turn to reply. That's too expensive for me. Besides, I don't like the shoes. I will not buy these shoes. Did you understand everything? Then let's get started. Black shoes, size 41. Yes, we have black shoes, size 41. The shoes cost 58 euros. Red dress, size 38. Yes, we have a red dress, size 38. The dress costs 134 euros. Green t-shirt, size L. Yes, we have a green t-shirt in size L. The t-shirt costs 39 euros. Grey blouse, size 40. Yes, we have grey blouses in size 40. The blouse costs 68 euros. Blue trousers, size 54. Yes, we have blue trousers in size 54. The trousers cost 159 euros. Leather gloves, size M. Yes, we have leather gloves in size M. The gloves cost 38 euros. Red brassiere, size 80C. Yes, we have red brass in size 80C. The bra costs 89 euros. A yellow jumper in size S. Yes, we have yellow jumpers in size S. The jumper costs 129 euros. A colorful scarf. Yes, we have colorful scarves. The scarf costs 59 euros. That worked out great again. Now practice these dialogues in your everyday life and then you will soon be a very satisfied customer. See you in the next video.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur 72. Einheit, Lerneinheit dieses Podcasts zum Englischlernen mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning Academy. Video 72 ist dran für alle, die das Abo bei der Speed Learning Academy abgeschlossen haben. Für alle anderen genieß einfach jetzt diesen Podcast. Ich werde die Technik wieder demonstrieren und dir anschließend Zeit geben, um die Übung ohne mein Dazutun durchzuführen. Heute trainieren wir why und because, also warum und weil. Lass uns direkt starten und ja, schau mal, wie weit du mitkommst.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we are going to practice questions with why and to ask them with because to answer.
Okay.
I ask you questions first and give you clues to the answer.
That's a good idea.
Here is an example. Why are you so wet?
Why is so wet?
It's raining.
Because it's raining.
The correct answer is, I'm so wet because it's raining.
Yeah, that's obvious.
All right, let's take off.
Let's take off.
Why didn't you call me?
I didn't call you because?
I was in a funk.
Oh, because I was in a funk.
Response. I didn't call you because I was in a dead zone.
In a dead zone, oh.
Why are you so tired?
Why are you so tired?
I haven't been sleeping well.
I'm so tired because I haven't been sleeping so well.
Response. I'm so tired because I slept badly.
Yeah, I slept badly.
Why are you going by bus? My car is in the garage.
I'm going by bus because my car is in the garage.
Response. I'm going by bus because my car is in the workshop.
Workshop, okay.
Why are you at the office so late today?
So late? Workaholic.
I have a presentation to finish.
I have to finish a presentation. That's why I'm working so long.
Response. I'm in the office for so long today because I still have a presentation to finish. Why don't you like this dress?
It's ugly, maybe?
It's too tight for me.
Oh, it's too tight for me, this dress. I don't like dresses in general.
Response. I don't like the dress because it's too tight. Why are you in such a bad mood?
I'm never in a bad mood.
I was annoyed with my neighbor.
No, that's not true.
Response. I'm in such a bad mood because I got annoyed with my neighbor.
I'm always.
Why is the phone not working?
Because it's broken, maybe?
The battery is dead.
Oh, the battery is dead. Dad's battery.
Response. The phone does not work because the battery is empty.
Bad luck.
Why do you go to the seaside every year?
Because it's cool there.
I like diving.
I like diving. That's why I go to the seaside every year.
Response. I go to the sea every year because I like diving. Why don't you have time tonight?
Because it's... I don't know.
I'm going to the theatre.
I'm going to the theatre. That's why I don't have any time tonight.
Response. I don't have time tonight because I'm going to the theatre.
Yes.
Why didn't you buy the shoes?
Because they were ugly.
They were too expensive for me.
Oh, okay, they were too expensive and ugly, maybe.
Response. I didn't buy the shoes because they were too expensive for me.
I see.
Wonderful.
Well?
Now get some rest and have a good time.
Okay.
See you soon.
See you soon. Also,
Auch hier wieder, du kannst diesen Podcast jederzeit stoppen, dir das Ganze langsamer anhören, dir, ich glaube, bei manchen Podcast-Programmen, Apps, kann man sogar die Geschwindigkeit runterregulieren. Falls das bei dem Podcast nicht geht, bei dem Avatar-Training geht es auf jeden Fall, also bei den Videos. Ansonsten, wenn du Abonnent an der Speed Learning Academy bist und Zugang zu diesem Englischkurs hast, dann kannst du natürlich auch die Texte runterladen auf Englisch, du kannst die Texte auf Deutsch runterladen und du kannst natürlich diese Audiodateien, die wir hier im Podcast haben, dann auch als MP3-Dateien runterladen und jederzeit offline überall hören. Gleichzeitig hast du die Möglichkeit, das Ganze wie ein Diktat durchzuführen, sodass du dadurch auch deine Rechtschreibung im Englischen verbessern kannst. Für alle die einfach nur diesen Podcast hier anhören, genießt die Zeit und auch hier kannst du natürlich kurz pausieren, um mehr Zeit zu haben für die Antwort. Ich versuche das immer relativ schnell zu machen, um dich nicht zu langweilen, damit du mehr Zeit hast für deine eigene Übung und die kommt jetzt. Viel Spaß und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Hello. Today we are going to practice questions with why and to ask them with because to answer. I ask you questions first and give you clues to the answer. Here is an example. Why are you so wet? It's raining. The correct answer is I'm so wet because it's raining. All right, let's take off. Why didn't you call me? I was in a funk. Response. I didn't call you because I was in a dead zone. Why are you so tired? I haven't been sleeping well. Response. I'm so tired because I slept badly. Why are you going by bus? My car is in the garage. Response. I'm going by bus because my car is in the workshop. Why are you at the office so late today? I have a presentation to finish. Response. I'm in the office for so long today because I still have a presentation to finish. Why don't you like this dress? It's too tight for me. Response. I don't like the dress because it's too tight. Why are you in such a bad mood? I was annoyed with my neighbor. Response. I'm in such a bad mood because I got annoyed with my neighbor. Why is the phone not working? The battery is dead. Response. The phone does not work because the battery is empty. Why do you go to the seaside every year? I like diving. Response. I go to the sea every year because I like diving. Why don't you have time tonight? I'm going to the theater. Response. I don't have time tonight because I'm going to the theater. Why didn't you buy the shoes? They were too expensive for me. Response. I didn't buy the shoes because they were too expensive for me. Wonderful. Now get some rest and have a good time. See you soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieses Englisch-Lernen-Podcasts. Heute geht es um If I was you oder I would in your place. Also ich würde an deiner Stelle. Manchmal
haben wir das Bedürfnis, Menschen zu sagen, dass wir an deren Stelle etwas anderes tun würden oder eine andere Entscheidung treffen oder eine Handlung vollziehen. Gucken wir uns einfach mal an, was Jonathan da empfiehlt. Ich mache die Übung vor und danach hast du wieder Zeit, sie für dich selbst durchzuführen. Viel Spaß.
Hello.
Hello.
Today I would pay close attention if I were you.
If I were you.
Because we're practicing the expression. If I were you, I would.
Okay.
Here's an example. I say, it's cold outside today. Then comes the hint. Put on a hat.
If I were you, I would put on a hat.
The sentence then reads completely as follows. It's cold outside today and I'd put on a hat if I were you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Your wife is upset.
Oh.
Buying flowers.
Your wife is upset. I would buy flowers for her if I was you, if I were you.
The complete sentence is, your wife is upset and I would buy her flowers if I were you.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is shining. Use sunscreen.
Well, the sun is shining and I would use sunscreen if I were you.
The complete sentence is, the sun is shining and I would use sunscreen if I were you.
Yeah.
Your son has a fever. Go to the doctor.
Your son has a fever. I would go to a doctor if I were you.
The complete sentence is, your son has a fever and I would take him to the doctor if I were you. The guests are coming in an hour. Set the table.
Well, the guests are coming in an hour and I would set the table if I were you.
The complete sentence reads, the guests will arrive in an hour and I would set the table already if I were you.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
The bill hasn't been paid yet. Transfer the money today.
The bill hasn't been paid yet and I would transfer the money if I were you today.
The complete sentence is, the bill is not yet paid and I would transfer the money today if I were you. Your cat is fat. Feed less.
Well, your cat is fat. I would name it Garfield if I were you.
The complete sentence is, your cat is fat and I would feed it less if I were you. It hasn't rained for a long time. Watering the tomatoes in the garden.
It hasn't rained for a long time and if I were you, I would water the tomatoes in the garden.
The complete sentence is, it hasn't rained for a long time and I would water the tomatoes in the garden if I were you. Your blood levels are bad. Eat less meat.
Well, your blood levels are bad, and if I were you, I wouldn't eat less meat.
The complete sentence is, your blood values are bad, and I would eat less meat if I were you.
Yes, but you're not me.
The program keeps crashing. Reinstall the program.
Reinstall the program because if I were you, I would do it.
The complete sentence is, the program keeps crashing and I would reinstall it if I were you.
Reinstall it.
You did a great job.
I didn't.
I would repeat this video a few times if I were you.
100 times.
Once you can use the sentences correctly, I would go to the next video if I were you.
If I were you.
But before that, if I were you, I would take a short break.
If you were me, thank God you're not me. Ja. Also, if I were you. Der Satz, den jeder Schlaumeier-Klugscheißer und Besserwisser auf jeden Fall wissen sollte. Und nachdem wir ja alle hin und wieder ein bisschen gerne, ihr wisst schon, ach, mach die Übung einfach jetzt in deinem Tempo und kannst das natürlich auch entsprechend modifizieren oder den Podcast kurz anhalten, wenn du mehr Zeit zum Nachdenken und Überlegen brauchst. Jetzt aber erstmal wieder viel Spaß.
Hello. Today I would pay close attention if I were you. Because we're practicing the expression. If I were you, I would. Here's an example. I say, it's cold outside today. Then comes the hint. Put on a hat. The sentence then reads completely as follows. It's cold outside today and I'd put on a hat if I were you. Are you ready? Here we go. Your wife is upset. Buying flowers. The complete sentence is, your wife is upset and I would buy her flowers if I were you. The sun is shining. Use sunscreen. The complete sentence is: the sun is shining and I would use sunscreen if I were you. Your son has a fever. Go to the doctor. The complete sentence is: your son has a fever and I would take him to the doctor if I were you. The guests are coming in an hour. Set the table. The complete sentence reads: the guests will arrive in an hour and I would set the table already if I were you. The bill hasn't been paid yet. Transfer the money today. The complete sentence is: the bill is not yet paid and I would transfer the money today if I were you. Your cat is fat. Feed less. The complete sentence is: your cat is fat and I would feed it less if I were you. It hasn't rained for a long time. Watering the tomatoes in the garden. The complete sentence is: it hasn't rained for a long time and I would water the tomatoes in the garden if I were you. Your blood levels are bad. Eat less meat. The complete sentence is: your blood values are bad and I would eat less meat if I were you. The program keeps crashing. Reinstall the program. The complete sentence is: the program keeps crashing and I would reinstall it if I were you. You did a great job. I would repeat this video a few times if I were you. Once you can use the sentences correctly, I would go to the next video if I were you. But before that, if I were you, I would take a short break.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen. Wir sind bei Video 74 von insgesamt 100 hier bei diesem Podcast, um schneller und besser Englisch zu lernen. Und letztes Mal haben wir gesagt, if I were you, also wenn ich du wäre, an deiner Stelle würde ich. Und heute gehen wir ein bisschen direkter auf die Ratschläge zu, die wir anderen geben können, indem wir den Ausdruck du solltest trainieren. You should. Ja, wenn du das Abo für das Avatar-Training an der Speed Learning Academy abgeschlossen hast, hol dir jetzt auch die Texte dazu. Und falls nicht, genieß einfach die Zeit. Ich werde es erst wieder demonstrieren und anschließend dir Zeit geben, um die Übung in deinem Tempo selbst durchzuführen. Lass uns starten.
Hello, hi. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm happy every time I see you.
Oh, the same.
Today we'll take the sentences from the previous video again and practice the expression.
Okie doke.
You should.
You should.
Here is an example again.
Uh-huh.
I say, it's cold outside today. Then comes the hint. Put on a hat.
It's cold outside. You should put on a hat.
The sentence then reads completely as follows. It's cold outside today, so you should put on a hat.
Put on a hat, baby.
Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Your wife is upset.
Uh-huh.
Buying flowers.
Your wife is upset. You should buy flowers for her. Do it.
The complete sentence is: your wife is upset, so you should buy her flowers. The sun is shining. Use sunscreen.
The sun is shining, so you should use sunscreen. I wouldn't, but you should.
The complete sentence is: the sun is shining, so you should use sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Your son has a fever. Go to the doctor.
Your son has a fever, so you should go to the doctor. My son is healthy, but yours.
The complete sentence is: Your son has a fever, so you should take him to the doctor.
Take him to the doctor.
The guests will arrive in an hour. Mm-hmm. Set the table.
You should set the table as the guests will be arriving in an hour.
The complete sentence reads, the guests are coming in an hour, so you should set the table already.
Do it now.
The bill hasn't been paid yet.
Oh.
Transfer the money today.
The bill hasn't been paid yet. You should transfer the money today to avoid problems.
The complete sentence is, the bill is not paid yet, so you should transfer the money today.
It's payday.
Your cat is fat. Feed less.
You should feed your cat less because it's as fat as Garfield.
The complete sentence is, your cat is fat, so you should feed it less.
Or name it Fatty.
It hasn't rained for a long time.
Oh.
Water the tomatoes in the garden.
You should water the tomatoes in the garden because it hasn't rained for a long time.
The complete sentence is, it hasn't rained for a long time, so you should water the tomatoes in the garden.
Long time, no rain.
Your blood counts are bad. Eat less meat.
Yes, your blood counts are bad. Eat less meat. You should eat less meat.
The complete sentence is, your blood values are bad, so you should eat less meat.
More vegetables.
The program keeps crashing.
Crash.
Reinstall the program.
You should reinstall the program if it keeps crashing all the time.
The complete sentence is, the program keeps crashing, so you should reinstall it. Awesome.
Or with the menu.
This expression helps you in many situations, So you should repeat this video a few times.
Yes, I know.
In the next video, we will talk about the weather.
Weather is great.
This is also always a popular topic of conversation when you can't think of anything else better to talk about.
Yes.
But before that, you should take a short break again.
And water my tomatoes, because it has drained for a long time. Ja, also. Jetzt bist du wieder dran, bevor wir dann in der nächsten Podcast-Folge, in der nächsten Trainingseinheit bei Video 75 über das Wetter sprechen. Ja, also pausiere gerne auch diesen Podcast, um mehr Zeit zu haben, um diese Übungen durchzuführen. Und überleg dir auch im Alltag, wann du das Gelernte anwendest. Doch jetzt erstmal viel Spaß.
Hello, I'm glad you're here. I'm happy every time I see you. Today we'll take the sentences from the previous video again and practice the expression. You should. Here is an example again. I say, it's cold outside today. Then comes the hint. Put on a hat. The sentence then reads completely as follows. It's cold outside today, so you should put on a hat. Are you ready? Here we go. Your wife is upset. Buying flowers. The complete sentence is, your wife is upset, so you should buy her flowers. The sun is shining. Use sunscreen. The complete sentence is, the sun is shining, so you should use sunscreen. Your son has a fever. Go to the doctor. The complete sentence is, your son has a fever, so you should take him to the doctor. The guests will arrive in an hour. Set the table. The complete sentence reads, the guests are coming in an hour, so you should set the table already. The bill hasn't been paid yet. Transfer the money today. The complete sentence is, the bill is not paid yet, so you should transfer the money today. Your cat is fat. Feed less. The complete sentence is, your cat is fat, so you should feed it less. It hasn't rained for a long time. Water the tomatoes in the garden. The complete sentence is, it hasn't rained for a long time, so you should water the tomatoes in the garden. Your blood counts are bad. Eat less meat. The complete sentence is: Your blood values are bad, so you should eat less meat. The program keeps crashing. Reinstall the program. The complete sentence is: The program keeps crashing, so you should reinstall it. Awesome! This expression helps you in many situations, so you should repeat this video a few times. In the next video, we will talk about the weather. This is also always a popular topic of conversation when you can't think of anything else better to talk about. But before that, you should take a short break again.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hey, es geht weiter. Video 75 des Avatar-Trainings, heute als Audiospur hier in diesem Podcast, um Englisch zu lernen. Wir sprechen über das Wetter und ich kann dir schon sagen, der Ausdruck "It's raining cats and dogs", das ist ein Ausdruck, den wir im Ausland immer lernen, um zu sagen, dass es furchtbar regnet und kein Muttersprachler benutzt es. Sondern das heißt, it pours oder, ja, it pours einfach. Aber it's raining cats and dogs, sagt kein Native Speaker. Ich demonstriere dir die Übung und anschließend gebe ich dir wieder Zeit, um sie ohne meine Stimme selbst zu absolvieren. Wir starten. Viel Spaß.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we are going to talk about the weather.
Great.
I will ask you if we can plan a certain leisure activity for the next day and then tell you how the weather will be.
Okay.
You will then answer me whether or not we can do that recreational activity and give reasons for your answer.
That's cool.
Sounds complicated,
isn't it?
But it is quite simple.
It's very simple.
Here is an example.
Yes.
I ask, Shall we have a barbecue tonight?
Yes.
Then comes the hint.
Okay.
Thunderstorm.
Oh no.
Your answer then reads,
No.
We can't have a barbecue tonight because a thunderstorm is supposed to come.
Oh, I see.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Shall we go to the swimming pool tomorrow?
Well.
Sun all day.
Oh, we're going to have sun all day. Let's go to the swimming pool tomorrow. It's going to be a great, fantastic swimming pool day.
Yes, we can go to the swimming pool tomorrow because the sun is supposed to shine all day.
Oh, less emotion, I see.
Shall we go camping at the weekend?
Camping?
Storm reported.
Well, storm is reported. We should go camping, definitely, because it's adventure.
No, we shouldn't go camping this weekend because there is a storm forecast.
I didn't expect that reply.
Shall we go skiing next week?
If it's snowing?
Snow reported.
Oh, there's snow reported. We can go skiing.
Yes, we can go skiing next week because there is snow reported.
Snow. Man.
Would you like to go for a walk this afternoon?
Never.
Rain reported.
I don't care how the weather is. I don't like going for a walk. Let's go running.
I'd love to, but rain is forecast for the afternoon.
Bad luck.
Shall we go and see the lunar eclipse tonight?
The lunar eclipse?
Clouds reported.
Well, there are clouds reported, but we could see the clouds tonight if you like.
I'd love to. But there are lots of clouds reported for tonight.
Never mind.
Would you like to go sailing with me the day after tomorrow?
Do you have a license?
Wind reported.
Well, there's wind reported. We can go sailing if you're a good sailor, mate.
That's a great idea, because there's plenty of wind forecast for the day after tomorrow.
Hurricane.
Do we still want to harvest the grapes later?
Now.
Hail reported.
Hail is reported, so let's harvest the grapes now.
Yes, that would be important because hail is reported for tonight.
Tonight.
Are you coming for a jog? Great heat in the afternoon.
There's going to be great heat in the afternoon because I'm jogging and calibrating the
world. Let's go jogging right now because there is a big heat forecast for this afternoon.
Oh yes, heat forecast.
Would you like to climb Mount Everest with me next year?
Mount Everest? Well, okay.
Icy cold.
Well, it's going to be icy cold. I love climbing the Mount Everest with you next year.
To be honest, I can't stand the freezing cold. Oh. That's why you need to find someone else to accompany you.
Clicking, 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 clicking.
Shall we go for a motorbike ride tomorrow?
Oh, motorbike ride sounds great.
Black ice reported.
Black ice is reported. Well, let's take the car.
Better not. Black ice is forecast for tomorrow.
Black ice.
Great.
Thanks.
Now you're optimally prepared for the next few days.
Probably.
Now go outside and enjoy the weather. And always remember, there is no such thing as bad weather, only the wrong clothes.
Oh ja, das stimmt allerdings. Ja, also, jetzt bist du in der Lage, über das Wetter zu sprechen und natürlich ein paar Ideen zu präsentieren, was man in den nächsten Tagen so machen könnte. Ich meine, warum nicht mal den Mount Everest besteigen, wenn man am Wochenende eh nichts anderes zu tun hat? Oder mit dem Motorrad über Black Ice, Blitzeis flitzen, Skifahren gehen oder einfach nur bei einem anständigen Sturm mit dem Segelboot raus und gucken, was einem so alles an Leben vor dem inneren Auge vorbeizieht. Nein, wir wollen hier natürlich nur ganz entspannt Podcast hören, ein bisschen Englisch verbessern, hoffentlich auch mit dem Ziel, mal Englisch praktisch anzuwenden, denn jetzt bist du dran. Viel Spaß.
Hello. Today we are going to talk about the weather. I will ask you if we can plan a certain leisure activity for the next day and then tell you how the weather will be. You will then answer me whether or not we can do that recreational activity and give reasons for your answer. Sounds complicated, but it is quite simple. Here is an example. I ask, shall we have a barbecue tonight? Then comes the hint. Thunderstorm. Your answer then reads, we can't have a barbecue tonight because a thunderstorm is supposed to come. Are you ready? Here we go. Shall we go to the swimming pool tomorrow? Sun all day. Yes, we can go to the swimming pool tomorrow because the sun is supposed to shine all day. Shall we go camping at the weekend? Storm reported. No, we shouldn't go camping this weekend because there is a storm forecast. Shall we go skiing next week? Snow reported. Yes, we can go skiing next week because there is snow reported. Would you like to go for a walk this afternoon? Rain reported. I'd love to, but rain is forecast for the afternoon. Shall we go and see the lunar eclipse tonight? Clouds reported. I'd love to, but there are lots of clouds reported for tonight. Would you like to go sailing with me the day after tomorrow? Wind reported. That's a great idea, because there's plenty of wind forecast for the day after tomorrow. Do we still want to harvest the grapes later? Hail reported. Yes, that would be important because hail is reported for tonight. Are you coming for a jog? Great heat in the afternoon. Yes. Let's go jogging right now because there is a big heat forecast for this afternoon. Would you like to climb Mount Everest with me next year? Icy cold. To be honest, I can't stand the freezing cold. That's why you need to find someone else to accompany you. Shall we go for a motorbike ride tomorrow? Black ice reported. Better not. Black ice is forecast for tomorrow. Great. Now you're optimally prepared for the next few days. Now go outside and enjoy the weather. And always remember, there is no such thing as bad weather, only the wrong clothes.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu dieser Podcast-Folge zum Englischlernen mit dem Audiospur-Training der... Da, das klingt komisch. Mit der Audiospur des Avatar-Trainings der Speedlearning Academy. Also, falls du das erste Mal heute dabei bist, dann hör dir eine der anderen Podcast-Folgen an, denn diejenigen, die regelmäßig hier sind, möchten nicht ständig den Werbeblock hören, sondern einfach nur Englisch lernen. Heute geht es um Wetter Teil 2. Nochmal ein bisschen über Freizeitaktivitäten, wetterbedingt ja oder nein, möglich oder nicht. Und ich werde die Technik wieder für dich demonstrieren und dann hast du Zeit, sie zu wiederholen. Vielleicht gibt es aber auch einen Wetterreport. Wer weiß das schon? Mal gucken.
Hello.
Hello.
What's the weather like where you live today?
Well, it's cloudy and rainy and cold. It's April.
Great. Today I'm going to read you the weather forecast for the next few days.
All right.
Afterwards I'll ask you questions about it, which you have to answer.
Okay.
So listen carefully.
Sounds easy.
Here is the weather report.
I'm ready.
As the week progresses, the chances of rain increase. In some areas it can even get very wet. This is associated with a marked cooling. But soon after, things could look very different again. Mm-hmm. Please answer the following question.
Rain, 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 rain.
Will it be rather sunny and dry during the week or do we expect bad weather?
We expect rain. Rain is not bad weather. Hot temperatures in the desert is bad weather for a desert. Rain is okay for a desert.
Response. As the week progresses, the chances of rain increase. In some areas it may even get very wet. So, bad weather is predicted.
No, bad clothing.
Next forecast.
Yes, I'm ready.
The weather this week promises some rain and noticeably cooler air for the finale. But first it will be very sunny and dry on Tuesday and towards the east also on Wednesday. The eastern half of the country will be the hottest with highs of up to 35 degrees. Further west, it will not be quite as warm, but quite humid. Especially in urban centers, the nights are tropical with lows of 20 degrees and above.
Wow.
Please answer the following question. On which days will it be sunny and dry?
At the weekend? Tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Any day? Well, actually I didn't really listen.
Answer. Sunny and dry weather is forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday. Next forecast.
Okay.
Clouds with showers and thunderstorms will move in from the west from midweek. The downpours are expected to be heavy in some areas and may be accompanied by squalls. Temperatures will drop below 20 degrees Celsius in the rain, otherwise it will be around 25 degrees Celsius.
Oh my gosh.
Please answer the following question.
Okay.
What can we expect from the west from midweek onwards?
Well, thunderstorms and very, very tough bad weather. Storms, hurricanes, snow, sun and moonlight, probably.
Answer. Clouds with showers and thunderstorms will move in from the west from midweek.
Yeah, the west, always the west.
Next forecast. The weather development towards the weekend promises to be exciting. A low pressure system from the north may bring heavy rainfall to parts of the country. Especially the east and southeast can hope for this. However, details are not yet known. There are still calculations that predict less rain. Please answer the following question.
Okay, ask.
Where is the low pressure coming from that may bring rain for the weekend?
Well, it comes from Ohio, Idaho, Bernkastel-Kues, Berlin, Munich, and Paris. Does that satisfy your...
Answer.
No?
The low is coming from the north.
Yeah, the north.
Wonderful.
That's what I said.
Now have a look on the internet for various weather forecasts and weather predictions. This will make you even fitter and you will quickly know all the technical terms related to meteorology. Bye and see you next time.
See you next time. Ja, also auch jetzt hier wieder, das ist so ein klassischer Audio-Dialog oder klassische Audiodatei, die man wunderbar als Diktat verwenden kann. Das heißt, wenn du die Möglichkeit hast, dir die Texte bei der Speed Learning Academy runterzuladen, weil du das Abo abgeschlossen hast, dann hol dir die Texte und nutze hier wirklich auch dieses Vokabular, das zum Teil sicherlich neu ist, auch als Diktatmöglichkeit. Jetzt bist du aber erstmal dran. Stopp gerne, wenn es zu schnell geht. Ansonsten viel Spaß beim Wetter.
Hello. What's the weather like where you live today? Great. Today I'm going to read you the weather forecast for the next few days. Afterwards I'll ask you questions about it, which you have to answer. So listen carefully. Here is the weather report. As the week progresses, the chances of rain increase. In some areas it can even get very wet. This is associated with a marked cooling. But soon after, things could look very different again. Please answer the following question. Will it be rather sunny and dry during the week or do we expect bad weather? Response. As the week progresses, the chances of rain increase. In some areas it may even get very wet. So, bad weather is predicted. Next forecast. The weather this week promises some rain and noticeably cooler air for the finale. But first it will be very sunny and dry on Tuesday and towards the east also on Wednesday. The eastern half of the country will be the hottest with highs of up to 35 degrees. Further west, it will not be quite as warm, but quite humid. Especially in urban centers, the nights are tropical with lows of 20 degrees and above. Please answer the following question. On which days will it be sunny and dry? Answer. Sunny and dry weather is forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday. Next forecast. Clouds with showers and thunderstorms will move in from the west from midweek. The downpours are expected to be heavy in some areas and may be accompanied by squalls. Temperatures will drop below 20 degrees Celsius in the rain, otherwise it will be around 25 degrees Celsius. Please answer the following question. What can we expect from the west from midweek onwards? Answer. Clouds with showers and thunderstorms will move in from the west from midweek. Next forecast. The weather development towards the weekend promises to be exciting. A low pressure system from the north may bring heavy rainfall to parts of the country. Especially the east and southeast can hope for this. However, details are not yet known. There are still calculations that predict less rain. Please answer the following question. Where is the low pressure coming from that may bring rain for the weekend? Answer. The low is coming from the north. Wonderful. Now have a look on the internet for various weather forecasts and weather predictions. This will make you even fitter and you will quickly know all the technical terms related to meteorology. Bye and see you next time.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen hier zu einer weiteren Podcast-Folge, um Englisch mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning Academy zu lernen. Wie kommst du bislang voran? Ich hoffe, ganz gut soweit. Ich meine, wir sind jetzt schon bei Video oder bei Audiodatei 77. Und ja, heute geht es um Veranstaltungen, Events. Wir werden uns mit verschiedenen Eventbeschreibungen beschäftigen und auch das ist wieder eine Folge, die man hervorragend als Diktat nutzen kann. Und natürlich kannst du auch in Kleinanzeigen oder im Internet einfach nach möglichen Eventbeschreibungen gucken und so deinen Wortschatz selbst aufbauen oder auch eigene Events anlegen. Gut, ich mach's vor, du machst es nach. Wir starten jetzt.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we take a look at the calendar of events from the region.
Okay.
I'll tell you about an event and then ask you questions about it again.
Got it.
So listen carefully.
I will.
Here is the first event.
Can't wait.
Former football player Tom Thompson will read from his new book, Give It Your Best Shot, at the bandstand. In it, Thompson deals with topics such as justice and social inequality, which he learned about from different perspectives as a refugee child and well-paid top athlete. The reading will take place on Tuesday the 16th of August at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Pavilion Am Park. Admission costs €18.60.
Well, he's charging.
Please answer the following question.
For listening to his book.
What is taking place at the Music Pavilion Am Park?
Tom Thompson's book reading, and I still can't believe that he is charging people to listen to him when he's reading his book. I mean, he wants them to buy his book. I don't go there.
Answer.
I won't go there.
Former football player Tom Thompson will read from his new book, Give It Your Best Shot, at the bandstand, addressing issues of justice and social inequality.
Tom Thompson, what a name.
Next event.
Okay, better.
City tour with a night watchman. With a lot of wit and charm, the night watchman guides you through the largest red light district in Europe and has numerous exciting, funny and curious anecdotes at the ready. The unusual route takes you more or less straight down from the city centre to the harbour. The night watchman answers all the participants' questions, both asked and unasked.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Please answer the following question.
Night watchman.
Where does the night watchman take his guests?
He's taking them to the red light area and answering unasked questions. Well, what could that be?
Answer. The night watchman leads his guests from the city centre to the harbour directly into the largest red light district in Europe. Next event.
Must be Amsterdam, huh?
Hardly any other city has such a lively art scene as Berlin. Street art, museums and galleries can be found on every corner.
Berlin.
Vernissages are a special way to get to know Berlin's art world, because this is where artists, gallery owners and art lovers meet. A vernissage is the ceremonial opening of an exhibition at which a contemporary artist presents his or her works. On these occasions, there are often speeches and guided tours by the curator or artist of the collection, after which the works of art are discussed. Currently, all major museums and galleries in Berlin offer vernissages. Find out about dates and artists on our website.
Berlin.
Please answer the following question.
Berlin.
What is a vernissage?
A vernissage is a kind of introduction into a piece of art presented by an artist where you can discuss about the art and the artist's intention to create it.
Answer. A vernissage is the formal opening of an exhibition at which a contemporary artist presents his or her work.
Yeah.
We have one more event.
Okay, can't wait.
Finally, it's that time again. The Children's Festival enters its 18th round on the 25th of June with the motto, Our Colourful City. Around Schlossplatz, with over 90 activities, a variety of highlights are planned for children, young people as well as parents.
Schlossplatz?
Please answer the following question. How many activities are there at the Children's Festival?
Countless. I mean 18 or 1800 or 18,000 or 18 million. Just countless. Every child is an activity.
Answer. There are over 90 activities at the Children's Festival.
90.
Super. Now off the sofa and on to the next event.
Off the sofa? Never. Ja, wir wollen ja schließlich gemütlich auf der Couch sitzen bleiben und nicht irgendwie ins Ausland reisen müssen, um Englisch zu lernen. Das wäre ja doch zu viel des Guten. Ich meine, sowas bieten wir auch an. 5 bis 10 Tage ins Ausland, um dort, wo man Englisch redet, Englisch zu lernen. Aber
Für die meisten ist das Sofa dann doch lieber der Platz der Wahl. Übrigens kann man mit Netflix, wenn man schon mal gerade auf dem Sofa sitzt, auch wunderbar sein Englisch verbessern. Aber nicht, indem man einfach nur englische Filme anguckt, sondern indem man anschließend auch über diese Filme spricht, sie zusammenfasst, diskutiert und das Ganze mit Untertitel anguckt. Und wenn das Filme sind, die du auch schon auf Deutsch kennst, kannst du natürlich bestimmte Passagen, Dialoge und so weiter auch angucken. Und Talkshows auf Englisch helfen, dass man lernt, wie man jemanden unterbricht, jemandem widerspricht oder jemandem zustimmt. Doch jetzt erstmal die Übung für dich.
Hello. Today we take a look at the calendar of events from the region. I'll tell you about an event and then ask you questions about it again. So listen carefully. Here is the first event. Former football player Tom Thompson will read from his new book, Give It Your Best Shot, at the bandstand. In it, Thompson deals with topics such as justice and social inequality, which he learned about from different perspectives as a refugee child and well-paid top athlete. The reading will take place on Tuesday, the 16th of August at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Pavilion Am Park. Admission costs €18.60. Please answer the following question. What is taking place at the Music Pavilion Am Park? Answer. Former football player Tom Thompson will read from his new book, Give It Your Best Shot, at the bandstand, addressing issues of justice and social inequality. Next event. City tour with a night watchman. With a lot of wit and charm, the night watchman guides you through the largest red light district in Europe and has numerous exciting, funny and curious anecdotes at the ready. The unusual route takes you more or less straight down from the city center to the harbor. The night watchman answers all the participants' questions, both asked and unasked. Please answer the following question. Where does the night watchman take his guests? Answer. The night watchman leads his guests from the city center to the harbor directly into the largest red light district in Europe. Next event. Hardly any other city has such a lively art scene as Berlin. Street art, museums and galleries can be found on every corner. Vernissages are a special way to get to know Berlin's art world, because this is where artists, gallery owners and art lovers meet. A vernissage is the ceremonial opening of an exhibition at which a contemporary artist presents his or her works. On these occasions, there are often speeches and guided tours by the curator or artist of the collection, after which the works of art are discussed. Currently, all major museums and galleries in Berlin offer vernissages. Find out about dates and artists on our website. Please answer the following question. What is a vernissage? Answer. A vernissage is the formal opening of an exhibition at which a contemporary artist presents his or her work. We have one more event. Finally, it's that time again. The Children's Festival enters its 18th round on the 25th of June with the motto, Our Colorful City. Around Schlossplatz, with over 90 activities, a variety of highlights are planned for children, young people as well as parents. Please answer the following question. How many activities are there at the Children's Festival? Answer. There are over 90 activities at the Children's Festival. Super. Now off the sofa and on to the next event.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprache, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur nächsten Podcast-Folge zum Englischlernen mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning Academy, zumindest mit der Audiospur desselben. Und ich darf dich informieren, begeistern. Und zwar sind wir jetzt an dem Punkt angekommen, an dem es darum geht, das Hörverständnis im Wesentlichen zu trainieren, quasi der Endspurt der 100 Teile hier, der ersten 100, es werden insgesamt 600, aber die ersten 100, die wir hier schon präsentieren können. Und heute geht es um einen Ausflug in den Schnee. Und die nachfolgenden Übungen werden immer kleine Geschichten sein, bei denen du dann anschließend etwas erzählen sollst. Also höre genau zu, worum es in der Geschichte geht, und gib dann anschließend die Antwort. Ich werde den ersten Teil wieder demonstrieren und danach hast du die Möglichkeit, ihn ohne meine Stimme zu...
Hello. Today I'm telling you about a trip to the snow.
Viel Spaß.
Please listen to the story below and then answer the questions about it.
Below.
Hooray! Hooray! Shouted Nina as she whizzed down the slope on her sledge. She had gone to the mountains with her parents and her siblings.
Has she?
In the town where she lived, they didn't know of any steep slopes or hills that could be used for tobogganing in winter.
Mm-hmm.
Nina, her older brother and her younger sister had a lot of fun.
Fun, fun.
Again and again they climbed up the hill and then whizzed down on the toboggan at great speed. How about we build a snowman?
Snowman.
Their father asked him after a while. Oh yes, that's a great idea. Nina and her siblings left the sledge and then the whole family set about forming big balls of snow. After a while, a big snowman stood in front of them. He had a broom made of branches in his hand, a pair of eyes made of pebbles and the nose was made of a large pine cone.
Oh.
Now please answer the questions in complete sentences. How many brothers and sisters does Nina have?
Well, her siblings, I think there were two brothers and sisters, two siblings. Didn't pay attention.
The correct answer is, Nina has two siblings.
Oh.
An older brother and a younger sister.
Lucky.
Now please repeat this sentence. Nina has two siblings.
Nina has two siblings.
An older brother and a younger sister.
An older brother and a younger sister.
Here comes the second question. What are the snowman's eyes made of?
The snowman's eyes are made of pebbles. Pebbles. Small stones.
The correct answer is, the snowman's eyes are made of pebbles. Now please repeat this sentence. The eyes.
The eyes.
Of the snowman.
Of the snowman.
Are made of pebbles.
Are made of pebbles.
Super.
Thanks.
You did a great job.
Wasn't
now
it?
Take a little break and we'll see you at the next exercise.
War nicht so schwer. Aber du kannst natürlich auch diese Audiodatei wieder als Diktat verwenden, um deine Handschrift zu verbessern. Und natürlich gibt es vielleicht auch das ein oder andere Wort, das dir noch nicht bekannt ist. Hier im Podcast hast du jetzt natürlich nicht das komplette Wörterverzeichnis. Das hättest du, aber den Werbeblock wollten wir ja heute weglassen. Ansonsten kommt jetzt diese Geschichte noch einmal für dich. Und ja, hör sie dir an, beantworte die Fragen. Erzähle auch gerne diese Geschichte in ihrer Komplexität, in ihrer Komplettheit. Erzähle diese Geschichte einfach mal nach auf Englisch und schau, wie weit du kommst. Viel Spaß.
Hello. Today I'm telling you about a trip to the snow. Please listen to the story below and then answer the questions about it. Hooray! Shouted Nina as she whizzed down the slope on her sledge. She had gone to the mountains with her parents and her siblings. In the town where she lived, they didn't know of any steep slopes or hills that could be used for tobogganing in winter. Nina, her older brother and her younger sister had a lot of fun. Again and again they climbed up the hill and then whizzed down on the toboggan at great speed. How about we build a snowman? Their father asked him after a while. Oh yes, that's a great idea. Nina and her siblings left the sledge and then the whole family set about forming big balls of snow. After a while, a big snowman stood in front of them. He had a broom made of branches in his hand, a pair of eyes made of pebbles, and the nose was made of a large pine cone. Now please answer the questions in complete sentences. How many brothers and sisters does Nina have? The correct answer is Nina has two siblings, an older brother and a younger sister. Now please repeat this sentence. Nina has two siblings, an older brother and a younger sister. Here comes the second question. What are the snowman's eyes made of? The correct answer is the snowman's eyes are made of pebbles. Now please repeat this sentence. The eyes of the snowman are made of pebbles. Super. You did a great job. Now take a little break and we'll see you at the next exercise.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Neue Podcast-Folge, neues Glück. Jetzt geht es weiter mit der Audiospur des Videos 79 des Avatar-Trainings der Speed Learning Academy. Heute geht es um eine weitere Geschichte. Versuche mal herauszufinden, worum es in dieser Geschichte geht. Ich werde eingangs diese Geschichte jetzt einfach mal nur vorspielen, ohne dass ich irgendwas tue. Du kannst sie direkt bearbeiten und beim zweiten Mal, da demonstriere ich dann die Technik mit meiner Stimme.
Hello. There you are again. Today I'm going to tell you a football story. Pay close attention and then answer two questions about the content. Max is very excited. The last football match is coming up and he can become champion of the youth team with his team. However, they have to win and they are playing against a team that is in second place so far. His parents have firmly promised to be at the game to root for him and his team. But his father has to disappoint him. Max, I'm really sorry, but unfortunately I can't be at your game because I have to work late. Max has tears in his eyes. He wanted so much to have his mother and father with him at this important game. Max, don't be sad. His mum tries to comfort him. I'll keep both your fingers crossed and afterwards we'll go out for ice cream. But Max is disappointed. The day of the match has arrived. Suddenly he sees his father. He has come after all. And Max scores the decisive goal. I have the best parents in the world. Max cheers and falls into his parents' arms after the game. Now please answer the questions in complete sentences. Why is Max sad? The correct answer is Max is sad because his father can't come to his football match. Now please repeat this sentence. Max is sad because his father can't come to his football match. Here comes the second question. Did his team win? The correct answer is yes, his team won and Max even scored the decisive goal. Now please repeat this sentence. Yes, his team won. And Max even scored the decisive goal. Perfect. That was a great performance. Now take a little break and we'll see you at the next exercise.
Und wie hat's geklappt? Merkwürdig, das andersrum zu machen, oder? Okay, also, hören wir uns diese Geschichte jetzt noch einmal an und ich werde mal gucken, ob ich diese Übung gemeistert bekomme. Wenn du jetzt schon verstanden hast, worum es geht, dann sind vielleicht die nachfolgenden Antworten die gleichen oder ein bisschen modifiziert. Fangen wir also an. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello. There you are again. Today I'm going to tell you a football story.
Oh.
Pay close attention and then answer two questions about the content.
I will.
Max is very excited. The last football match is coming up and he can become champion of the youth team with his team. However, they have to win and they are playing against a team that is in second place so far. His parents have firmly promised to be at the game to root for him and his team. But his father has to disappoint him. Max, I'm really sorry, but unfortunately I can't be at your game because I have to work late. Max has tears in his eyes. He wanted so much to have his mother and father with him at this important game. Max, don't be sad. His mum tries to comfort him. I'll keep both your fingers crossed and afterwards we'll go out for ice cream. But Max is disappointed. The day of the match has arrived. Suddenly he sees his father. He has come after all. And Max scores the decisive goal. I have the best parents in the world. Max cheers and falls into his parents' arms after the game. Now please answer the questions in complete sentences. Why is Max sad?
Max is sad because his father has to work late and so can't join his football match. At least that's what he said in the first place.
The correct answer is Max is sad because his father can't come to his football match. Now please repeat this sentence. Max is sad.
Max is sad.
Because his father.
Because his father.
Can't come to his football match.
Can't come to his football match.
Here comes the second question. Did his team win?
Yes. And Max even scored the final goal. He's a superhero and will have ice cream now.
The correct answer is yes, his team won and Max even scored the decisive goal.
Decisive goal.
Now please repeat this sentence. Yes, his team won.
Yes, his team won.
And Max even scored.
And Max even scored.
The decisive goal.
The decisive goal.
Perfect. That was a great performance. Now take a little break and we'll see you at the next exercise.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
So, ja, wir sind wieder dabei. Video 80. Heute geht es um einen Diebstahl. Und wir wollen natürlich herausfinden, wer hat da wem was geklaut und wurde der Dieb am Ende gefasst. Also Sherlock, Watson, spitzt die Ohren. Ich demonstriere die Übung zuerst und dann seid ihr dran. Viel Spaß.
Hello.
Hi.
Today I'm going to tell you about a theft.
Theft. Okay.
Listen carefully and then answer the questions again.
Mm-hmm.
Where is my lunch? Asked Tom. Stefan laughed. Tom has lost his lunch again. You stole it from me. It's not true. You're just jealous. Because I have two delicious buns with sausage and cheese. And you don't have any. Tom was quite sure that he had packed his morning snack. It was in his green box. But it was not in his school bag. It wouldn't be surprising if Stefan had taken the box, thought Tom. He's always so mean to me. But Stefan would not admit to the theft and Tom left the break hungry. All day Tom was in a bad mood. His stomach growled incessantly. When Tom finally arrived home, he went straight to the kitchen to make himself a sandwich. And lo and behold, on the table was the green box with the lunch inside. He probably had to apologize to Stefan. But Tom didn't want to think about tomorrow now. He bit into his sandwich with gusto. Now please answer the questions in complete sentences. What had Stefan stolen?
Nothing. He had nothing stolen. Everybody thought he might have stolen something, but he didn't steal anything.
The correct answer is, Stefan did not steal anything at all, but was falsely accused of stealing. Please repeat this sentence now. Stefan did not steal anything.
Stefan did not steal anything.
But was wrongly. Accused of theft.
Accused of theft. Accused of theft.
Here comes the second question. Where did Max find his lunch?
He found his lunch in his lunchbox in the kitchen at home. This stupid little boy.
The correct answer is, Max found his packed lunch in the kitchen in a green box. Now please repeat this sentence. Max has his packed lunch.
Max has his packed lunch.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
In a green can.
In a green box, this stupid boy.
Very good.
Thank you.
That worked out well after all.
Okay.
Now take a little break and we'll see you at the next exercise.
Okie dokie. Also, du bist dran. Der Diebstahl. Und überlege dir auch, welche Geschichten du so im Alltag hörst. Vielleicht auch Nachrichtensendungen, die du auf Deutsch hörst. Und erkläre dann nochmal auf Englisch, was da genau passiert. Oder höre dir BBC oder CNN an und erkläre dann auf Englisch, was dort passiert ist. Es geht also immer darum, möglichst viel aktiv zu sprechen. Denn wenn du nicht aktiv sprichst, dann trainierst du nur das passive Hörverständnis und das ist natürlich sehr, sehr schade, weil das aktive Hörverständnis tatsächlich den Unterschied macht. So, du bist dran, die Übung gehört dir. Viel Spaß und bis zur nächsten Folge.
Hello. Today I'm going to tell you about a theft. Listen carefully and then answer the questions again. Where is my lunch? Asked Tom. Stefan laughed. Tom has lost his lunch again. You stole it from me. It's not true. You're just jealous. Because I have two delicious buns with sausage and cheese. And you don't have any. Tom was quite sure that he had packed his morning snack. It was in his green box. But it was not in his school bag. It wouldn't be surprising if Stefan had taken the box, thought Tom. He's always so mean to me. But Stefan would not admit to the theft and Tom left the break hungry. All day Tom was in a bad mood. His stomach growled incessantly. When Tom finally arrived home, he went straight to the kitchen to make himself a sandwich. And lo and behold, on the table was the green box with the lunch inside. He probably had to apologize to Stefan. But Tom didn't want to think about tomorrow now. He bit into his sandwich with gusto. Now please answer the questions in complete sentences. What had Stefan stolen? The correct answer is, Stefan did not steal anything at all, but was falsely accused of stealing. Please repeat this sentence now. Stefan did not steal anything. But was wrongly accused of theft. Accused of theft. Here comes the second question. Where did Max find his lunch? The correct answer is, Max found his packed lunch in the kitchen in a green box. Now please repeat this sentence. Max has his packed lunch. In the kitchen. In a green can. Very good. That worked out well after all. Now take a little break and we'll see you at the next exercise.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.